Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Sembro. It is always good to be a Pet World Insider. So many wonderful things going on in the pet world. And one of my favorite things to do is attend a local pet expo when they're in town. So many wonderful things that you can pick up from them. And the folks at Amazing Pet Expos, you hear us talk about it a lot because they're doing them all across the country. Well, this Saturday, March 15th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the South Florida Expo Center, they're bringing you another great one. Free parking, free admission. Bring your pet with you. Check the website for details on that. They're going to have over 120 exhibitors, vaccinations, microchipping, costume contests, talent contests. You know, you got Harrison Forbes with his good old karaoke contest, and so many other great opportunities to learn. One of my favorite parts of these expos, though, is the celebrity experts. These folks really live it. They're not there for any other reason than to get education out. And one of my favorites, he's at most of them, is Shorty and Hercules from the Animal Planet TV show Pit Boss. Folks, I've had the pleasure of not only hearing him, but meeting him. He really is passionate. This is not a show thing. This is he lives it. And I think we all know that. I want to welcome him to the show. Shorty, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I have to take time out to let people know what good events are coming across the country so they can attend to them.
Shorty, you do this on a regular basis. I wanted to ask you, what is your goal when you're getting up there and you're speaking to the audience? What are you hoping that they're taking away from your talks?
Well, there's several things I want to get across, and one of them is to pit bull owners themselves who have already converted and believe to how to act with your dog, how to train your dog, get it educated, socialized before you bring it out to the public. And if you know, your dog does have a problem and some things can't be corrected, then it has no business going outside in public. I have 9 pit bulls of my own. There's a couple that act like a complete idiot. Well, we don't take them out. They play with everybody at home. Then we want to try to get to the people who are, you know, in denial, we call it, of saying that pit bulls are going to kill you or, you know, vicious, and, you know, and trying to convert them and make them understand with statistics, with proof, and stop listening, you know, to the media of the negative press that they're giving them, because some of the media is not even knowing what they're talking about, but they're just going on their hype. So we want to let them, you know, understand there are ways, and then we want to go to the activists and help them out, let them know what's the right thing to do and how to do it, and send them into the right direction.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and I think you're more than accomplishing that. We've been there, and we've been watching them, folks, and people just seem to They get that comfort with you, and they get that understanding because of your approach. And I think that's important. I think we've got a lot of work to do. We've had a number of pit bull activists on the show with us over the years. You know, folks, again, what Shorty is out there saying and communicating is get the facts, because when you get the facts, you get a totally different picture. Now, Shorty, you've been doing this for a very long time. Pit bulls changed your life. If there was something that you could do to change their lives, what would you be doing for them?
Well, I think I'm doing that right now, because I, you know, saved them, but in a way they saved me. So by me saving them is going across the country on my own, not even getting an appearance fee, and let people know what a pit bull really is. That's saving their lives. That's letting them know who they really are. And hopefully by accomplishing that, we do raise money in the meantime while we're on tour. I mean, realize that traveling to 40 cities on our weekends, we give our weekends up to the you people, you know. Yeah. We want to let you guys know this is the way it should be done. And I think that is saving the pit bull's life.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. I'll tell you the other great thing, too, is we've been at these events, and you're very accessible. You're there most of the day, and you're there meeting with the fans and really having an impact. Tell our folks what they can experience if they come out and come see you.
I mean, come there to come see me. Come there to come see Hercules. Come donate some money to our charity. Ha, got that in, didn't I? No. But also, it's a family event. Bring your spouse mate. Bring your kids. Bring your brother and sister. And bring, most importantly, your pet. If your pet is well-mannered, and I want us to say that again, if it's well-mannered, bring them out. I love seeing people's pit bulls and bully breeds and other dogs. There's so many things to do. I mean, there's prize giveaway. There's an adoption event. You can get discounted vaccines or vaccinations. At the same time, they have free nail clippings. There's all these contests going on. I do a speech at 2:15. Harrison Forbes, he's a great dog trainer. If you have questions about dog training, he'll be there to answer your questions. We come to these events so people can talk to us and say, yeah, we are real. Now, act like us, and to some extent.
Now, you've got a lot of great things going on. I want to make sure we give a nod to all that as well, because you, as you said, you are very giving of your time, your energy, and you are really out there. Let's talk about some of the things that you have going on that also help what you're putting out there.
I mean, we do a lot of things in the U.S. and even in Mexico, where I'm calling you from right now, that help out other charities. Jordy Charities, at the same time, turns around and helps out other pet rescues, pit bull mostly, people with financial aid problems, helping with spay and neuter, and so forth. And even we're even involved in the cigar business with my line of cigars, and proceeds from the sales helps out the dogs. And we even run a program down here in Mexico that helps out the pit bulls. And even a charity in Nicaragua where we raise money so they can build the homes next to the cigar factory so they have a place to stay. So, I mean, it's all about paying it forward. I've been fortunate enough in my life to be successful. Now it's time to make everybody else that way. And the main important thing is, and no matter if it's 5 years from now, 10 years from now, there's always going to be a pit bull, bully breed in my life.
Absolutely. You know, one of the fun things that we saw you do recently, and we just love this, I thought it was really a great way to show not only your love for the animals, but your understanding of them as well. You know, folks, not every dog serves every purpose. And Shorty, I think your web series really pointed that out. Let's talk about your search for Hercules's replacement, because I think that web series was just phenomenal.
Mr. Mario, it's been a nightmare trying to find Hercules's replacement. I mean, when we rescued, or, you know, Valentino with Linda Blair, we thought he might be the next Hercules. Well, he turns out to be fearful of crowds. Well, that's not going to work. When we rescued Athena from the junkyard where Hercules found, we thought she was going to be the next Hercules, the next top dog, and she can't control her hyperness where she's just too much to deal with in the public because she wants to meet everybody. She wants to run free. She wants to just tackle everybody and kiss everybody. Well, that won't work. So we ended up with Mario, a Dogo Argentino, who's about the size of a horse right now. And during the series, we were able to show you guys what we go through to train, to help. I mean, even as a puppy, there's a long life of this going on. And Mario, we thought, was going to be the next top dog. And when we finished the series, he was the next top dog. Now he turned into my security guard and is overprotective of me. So now he can't be the next top dog. And Hercules has to put in another year or two before we find the next top dog. But it shows people, and I want everyone to see the series, you know, Shorty's Top Dog on AnimalPlanet.com, of what we go through and what training is involved, even just to having a pet. This is what you need to do, the same thing of socializing your dog.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you, Shorty. I really thought you captured that whole process. And what I loved most was you were honest about it. And you said, listen, here's why this dog can't do what we'd like that next replacement to do. And you know, that takes honesty and that takes love. And so kudos to you for showing that.
People make that mistake. When I see some people with service dogs, I mean, it pees me sometimes. I'm like, why do you have that dog in public, people? You know, people are, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of loopholes in the service dog laws. And some people are abusing it, which messes everything up for people who really need them. I mean, I've seen one lady with three little Yorkie terriers yapping away, and they're all three her service dogs. I'm like, really? You don't need three? You know, so people abuse it, and it messes it up for the people who really need it. But at the same time, those people who do need it sometimes make mistakes because they're not using common sense of making the decision that dog shouldn't be in public. You know, so it's a process. People always ask me, well, get me a pit bull so I can make it a service. I say, no. You have to find the right dog. And you may fail several times before you find that right dog.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, folks, I can tell you one thing. This is how great Shorty is. He puts it out there. He lets you know how it is. And he's living this every single day. If you get a chance to attend an amazing pet expo, please make sure you go do that. Go out, shake his hand. He's got lots of great things. He's got his book. He's got, you know, bobbleheads. He's got T-shirts. He's got his cigars, by the way, folks. So a lot of great things that he's got going on there at the Amazing Pet Expos. Again, Saturday, March 15th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., you can see him at the South Florida Expo Center. It's free admission, free parking. Visit southfloridapetexpo.com for more information. Shorty, thank you for everything you're doing. It is making a difference, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you, and if they really want to know what I do every day in my life, and I'm just like you guys, follow me on either Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Shorty Rossi, and you can see photos of the dogs every day, the things that we do, the things that we need help in.
Folks, help them out. Hey, we are going to be right back with more great guests, great information, everything you want to talk about going on in the pet world here on Pet World Insider after a few quick messages. SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.